UNESCO says climate change will melt some of the world's most famous glaciers by 2050. The UN Cultural Agency says even the lowest temperature rise prediction will be enough to make them disappear. As snow coverage around the world melts, a small city, Bolzano, Italy, is doing some cutting-edge research. It's a one-stop shop for climate change study and mitigation. Megan Williams paid it a visit.
Kids chase each other around a leafy courtyard, and researchers hustle past on their way to the lab. A century ago, this clean energy tech and research hub in Bolzano, northern Italy, was the site of one of the country's most polluting industries.
Where we stand here is basically a historical aluminum industry set up in the years of Mussolini for industrialization of Italy.
Wolfram Spadber is head of renewable energy at the Sustainable Energy Research Center, URAC. Part of the complex here that houses labs, clean energy startups, a daycare, and university campus. In the distance loom pine-covered mountains. Beautiful, but they also serve as a reminder of the dramatic effects of climate change. Last summer, a massive chunk of melting glacier broke off, killing 11 hikers.
What we see on our left side...
URAC develops climate change-focused technology. One lab works on solving typical malfunctions of solar panels. Another simulations of extreme mountaintop temperatures to make machines and humans work better in them.
What can help these bodies to be more stable?
And it also carries out cutting-edge research, like the most far-reaching global study on the decline of global snow cover, a study that shows a 4% decline over the past four decades. That's, on average, 15 fewer days of snow cover, and in some parts of the Rockies in certain years, as many as 30.
Of course, if we do not have enough snow, this will also accelerate the glacier melt.
Says Claudia Notarnicola, deputy director of URAC's Institute for Earth Observation. Her study combined MODIS satellite data dating back 20 years with state-of-the-art math to stretch that information back another two decades.
What Claudia has done here is really innovative.
Says Chris Dirksen, research scientist in the Climate Research Division of Environment and Climate Change Canada. Dirksen says most studies in snow cover declines are regional and with a short time span.
You know, for climate studies, what we really want is as many years as possible. So that's one of the key benefits of the work here, is that she's combined the satellite data with a model to give us a longer historical record so we can understand with more confidence how mountain snow cover is changing.
Allowing scientists to better understand trends.
I consider it as a kind of transfer learning from the past to the future.
Says Notarnicola. Information that contributes to helping scientists improve projections of everything from the drying of riverbeds to the melting of glaciers in mountain ranges like the Rockies and the Alps, rising in the distance here. Megan Williams, CBC News, Bolzano.